B-Pod Studios.
I honestly will never forget the first time I found out I had to pay for a tuxedo to be in somebody else's wedding. Like, I thought they would get some kind of great deal.
Yeah, no,
I thought that was why weddings were so expensive, because you had to pay for everybody else's tuxedo. I was like 21 at the time.
Yeah, I think I was like 21 in my, well, besides my sister's, but.
Do you want to be in my wedding? Oh, sure, man. I'd be honored.
Yeah, great. Jerk.
We went to the tuxedo place. And then I think I even had to, I definitely paid for it. And the shoes and the whole
thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's worse for girls, right? I mean, those dresses cost a
real bad
boatload of money, right?
Oh, yeah. Like $300, $350. Oh, you never wear them again. They're not like reusable dresses for the most part.
My cousin got kicked out of a wedding because she wouldn't pay for the dress. She was like, this is a little
ridiculous.
She got
kicked out of the wedding party?
She got kicked. Uninvited to the wedding.
No.
A friend of hers from high school, and they knew each other in college a little bit. I remember she was telling me about this, because when I told her about having to pay, she's a couple years older than me. She told me that her friend asked everyone to be at the wedding. They were all out of college, like fresh out of college, so like no one had money.
Right. Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, these dresses are like $800 or whatever. This is like 20 years ago. And the bridesmaid dress was like $800.
Oh, my God.
And her and her other friend were like, are you nuts? Everybody else, their parents just ended up paying.
Yeah.
And she was like, we can't afford, and we can't ask our parents to pay for this. They actually just paid for my college, so why can't?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, then I guess you won't be at my wedding.
She's better off.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So I
heard that marriage didn't last anyway.
Yeah, it didn't.
I have no idea.
He called Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania pretty quickly.
Why?
Because she was a bridezilla, Mark.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why.
That sounds
so
like it.
I had a wedding in September, and it was the first time that I had to rent a tux. And I go to the place and rent it. Well, since, you know, prom in high school or whatever. And during the wedding, we're taking pictures, and all of a sudden, it feels like something's dragging on the ground. And I'm like, what is going on here? The sole of the shoe that they gave me completely fell off. So I just had to spend the rest of the wedding soulless, if you will.
Oh.
Well, yeah. You see what I did there?
Yeah, that's interesting.
But when I went to go return it, because, you know, most of these places make you return it within about 12 minutes after the wedding, or they charge you an extra day. When I went to go return it, I'm expecting to go in there. You know, I was coming in hot. I want a refund.
Okay.
But the female was so attractive that I got a refund, but I nicely brought it up to her instead of being like, yo, you screwed up. I was like, hey, by the way, not that it's a big deal or anything, but the sole of the shoe kind of broke off. And yeah, so, I mean, we're basically married now.
What size shoe do you take?
No personal questions, Bob. Let's just get to the takes.
You then told her, Lee Corso works for Number 2 Pencil.
And she gave me even more money off.
I texted that to my buddy, you know, on a chain with.
The bro chain?
Another one. There's several chains.
Yeah.
So far. And my one buddy said, I wouldn't be more surprised if I had woken up this morning with my head sewn to the carpet than I am with that Lee Corso nugget.
That is amazing. You know who gave us that amazing little tidbit? A fellow by the name of Pat Egan. And right now, Pat Egan will give us all the takes.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Well, happy Bobby Bonilla Day, boys.
Yay!
Let's go. The most dumpster fire franchise in baseball will pay him $1.9 million for a guy who hasn't played in the majors since 2001. I teased this earlier. The Mets are also paying Brett Saberhagen.
Brett Saberhagen!
They're just not paying him as much, which is why it's not a big deal, but they're paying him $250,000 a year. Same thing. It started in 2004, just like Bonilla, I believe. So they'll be paying him for 25 years.
Brett Saberhagen, one of the single greatest names ever in sports.
Yeah.
Yep. Kansas City Royals is where he made his name, right? Before he went over to the Mets.
Oh, yeah. If so.
Yeah.
And now he's still making his name. Thanks.
Yeah, how about that?
New York Mets.
Two-time Cy Young Award winner, Brett Saberhagen.
Yeah, good pitcher.
Still getting paid. By the way, and this isn't really like a breaking news thing, but it just reminded me because of Bobby Bonilla, he's getting $1.9 million and there's a whole money squabble over in baseball.
Money.
Do you know who's the highest paid player this season in baseball? He's retired, I'll tell you that.
What?
He's a retired player and he's the highest paid guy in baseball this season.
You are just chock full of trivia today, my friend.
Prince Fielder. Because they bought the contract out.
Oh, right.
And they can't, you know, they have to pay it because
what
they
happened
bought it
to
out.
Him? What?
He had a neck issue, I believe.
Yeah.
And there was also something else. It might have been like a Rocco Baldelli situation where he kind of got tired all the time. And but yeah, he was forced into retirement. They bought it out. And I believe he is the highest paid player this season.
Was he a vegetarian or a full-blown vegan?
He went vegan.
He went full vegan?
Yeah. So but not until he was already established at the major league level.
Right, because I remember people were like, man, he's a big boy. How is he a vegetarian? Yeah. Like, well, you know, a lot of pasta.
So did Jahlil Okafor, and it did wonders for his career.
Yeah.
Moving on.
It did wonders for him. But Prince Fielder, I interviewed one time because I covered their series against somebody. I forget it, leading up to the Phillies. Biggest, one of the, probably the biggest baseball player I ever interviewed in my life.
Really?
Oh, my
physically.
God.
Okay.
He was just wide as crap.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and he also did not have a good relationship with his dad at all.
No, that's why
he signed with Detroit. He wanted to break all his records. Didn't really pan out. But
what else you got, buddy?
The minor league baseball season has been canceled for the first time ever.
That is sad. I love minor league baseball. I follow minor league baseball a lot. I mean, I follow the Phillies farm teams. Like, I always check the box scores at least.
Yeah,
I love going up to Coca-Cola Park. Love going up there and watching some games with the Iron Pigs. That hurt my heart.
Yeah, I know a lot of the trendy thing now to get sports back, defending getting sports back, is like how it'll affect the economy. This really affects the economy because minor league baseball is in all these podunk towns.
Yeah.
And small communities and whatnot, where it kind of, it's all about the baseball team.
That's their economy. Yeah.
And taking it away, it also hurts the teams, obviously, with guys who can't play. They're not going to get that bad. So it's a shame. 1902 is the first time that that we had minor league baseball. First time ever it's canceled.
But at least Alec Bohm, Spencer Howard are on the 53-man roster of the 60-man roster.
For now.
There you go.
According to USA Today, the NFL is discussing plans to reduce training camp rosters by as many as 15 players.
That's not a terrible idea. I wonder what the Players Association will decide when trying to help out with that. It is interesting, but bottom line is you got to have player safety so that you can actually have players playing a game. I'm a doctor.
Think of that.
I'm a doctor.
Well, I watched a YouTube video, so I'm pretty much a doctor.
There you go.
Bob, you can really talk on this one. Zaire Smith out again.
Yeah, this is kind of
concerning.
Heartbreaking. Yeah.
Thirteen games in his NBA career.
I feel bad for the kid, but like they can't really
move on with him. Yeah,
yeah,
and it's weird. I mean, it's
a bone bruise.
I've never been around a team next to gastroenteritis that has had more bone bruises ever.
This team is just plagued.
It's weird, and a bone bruise. You know, that they've disguised real things with bone bruise before. Like torn meniscus and stuff like that. So I don't know what exactly this is, but to say definitively, boom, he's out of Orlando and you're still a month away, yeah, that's concerning.
And he's so out of sight, out of mind, until injury reports come up about him for me.
I feel bad for the guy as well. It still wasn't, in my opinion, the right thing to do on draft day.
I completely agree.
Mikal Bridges should be a 76er.
Well, it wasn't.
I don't want to be cold about the situation, but looking at it from a Sixers perspective, one guy's played, one guy hasn't.
Well, I don't think it was so much about Zaire Smith
the
as
pick,
it was
the
game
with it.
The problem is you should have drafted somebody better than Zaire Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, you had your chance and you didn't.
Uh-huh.
And then comparing him to Kawhi wasn't a good move either. Some breaking news on this one. This is the last one. Barring a last-minute complication, the NHL hub cities will be Edmonton and Toronto.
Oh, that is? Okay, that's the closest. That's what it looks like right now?
Yeah.
Edmonton.
So barring a last-minute change.
So you're going east and west coast, basically.
It's
going
to be Edmonton,
yeah.
Which should actually be really nice this time
of
year.
Which is on the west coast, for those that don't know.
Yeah. And Toronto.
But I'm serious when I say that.
That's exactly why I said it.
People don't know. People think all of Canada is Toronto.
I just knew it because of Gretzky and, you know, Yari Curry. I just remember them being out west of Canada. And being like
Alberta.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I went to Germany and met someone from Edmonton.
Can I put on my tinfoil hat here for a second?
Sure.
This is all conspiracy theory by Canada to get both hub cities up there for their national sport.
There you go.
It's not a bad move, though. I mean,
they're paying Fauci to give bad news so that they can get both hubs.
They also paid like a bunch of dumb Americans not to wear masks and to have our face tick up.
They're behind the anti-mask movement.
But hold on a second. You know that
Canada.
You know Canada. You know hockey is not the national sport.
It's lacrosse.
That's right.
Box lacrosse.
Can I give before I leave? I will give one more Edmonton. An Edmonton fact here.
Oh, you got a fun fact on Edmonton.
Yes, they have the, everyone thinks that the largest mall in North America is the Mall of America. It's the Mall of Edmonton.
Ah.
It's the largest mall in North America. One of the largest malls in the world.
Wait, what do people think about the Mall of America? I thought it was the biggest mall in America.
Yeah, it was. I would say it's the biggest mall in North America.
You say that?
Well, a lot of people, I would assume, if you go, hey, what's the biggest mall in North America? They go, oh, Mall of America.
Okay.
No, it's the Mall of Edmonton, Mark.
Edmonton's got a bigger mall.
Yeah.
We have failed as a nation.
We have. Yeah, we have, and that's why they get the hub city, Mark.
That is all the takes with soulless Pat Egan.
Goodbye.
That's what we learned there. Thank
just
you, Pat.
Just let it crack!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.